Too Much Rock podcast number 718. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Pinhead Gunpowder. This one's called Unt. That's the title track of the band's new album that came out October 18th on 1234 Go Records. That Bay Area band has been around forever, though I think this is the band's first album in like 16 years. Somehow it seems longer than that. The band has got the lyrics and drumming of Aaron Cometbus, and then some other guys from a band called Green Day, whoever they are. You know the drill. It's pop punk. It sounds like pop punk, and if you like pop punk, you're going to like that album because it's catchy as hell. Anyway, I got music for you this week. I'm going to keep playing it. This is the Pee Wees, and the song is called Plastic Bullets.
Plastic bullets. Have you read the new turned around. Down is up and up is down.
To the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Paul Kelly with a song Taught by Experts. That's on his new album, Fever Longing Still, which came out November 1st on Universal Records. He's based out of Melbourne in Australia. He's released a million wonderful pop songs over the last, I don't know, 30 years, maybe more. This album is kind of back to basics. He's been experimenting all sorts of different genres, kind of got that Elvis Costello bug on him. But this one is back to basics, kind of a rock band. That song there, just wonderful chiming guitar. So give that one a listen. And then before that, we heard from the Pee Wees from La Spezia in Italy. The song is called Plastic Bullets, and it's on the band's new album, One Ride, which came out September 6th on Spaghetti Town or Wild Honey Records, depending on where you are in the world and what you want to do with your life. Just excellent garage rock there. All right, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. I'm going to make a little shift here, get in the Wayback Machine, take you back to 1986 for a song from the Chameleons. This one is Soul in Isolation.
John Williams. I don't think the car is very hard to push. I don't think the car is very hard to push. Not on this day. John Williams. I to make you happy.
That I can get behind. We started off with The Chameleons and the song Soul in Isolation. It's on the band's album Strange Times, which came out in 1986, though I have a 1993 Geffen repressing with all sorts of bonus tracks. I recommend that version if you can find it. The band is on tour. I saw them in Kansas City a few weeks ago and liked them a lot more than I thought I would, so I went ahead and picked that album up. They started off kind of post-punk, but by 1986, you hear a lot of shoegaze, a lot of just alt-rock in there, but some really good songs, and that one stretches out nicely. After that, we heard from The Innocence Mission with the song John Williams. That's on the band's brand new Midwinter Swimmers, which comes out November 29th, self-released on their own Trace Records. Just wonderful kind of alternative dream poppy stuff there from that Lancaster PA band. And then we ended things off with Ivy with the song Lucy Doesn't Love You. That's on the band's album Long Distance, which originally came out in 2000, though it just got a re-release September 4th on Bar None, and you can pick it up on vinyl now, that band based out of New York. Anyway, we are out of time, so I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 718, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com, that's TOOMUCHROCK.com, or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, and YouTube. Looking at the concert calendar, we got Ha Ha Tonka coming up at the Record Bar on the 27th. On the 29th, you get your choice of Frog Pond at the Record Bar or Madman at Rhino. On the 30th, it's a big night. Arson Class plays with like six other bands at Skate Bar. Still Ill plays at Sister Anne's. Whiffs play at Union Library, or Roseline plays at the Ship. Looking into December, we got Bully coming to the Truman on the 2nd. Deco Auto plays a benefit at Turnsaw on the 6th. Shy Boys plays that night at Third Space. Volunteer is at Union Library, and Ultraman is at Skate Bar. Oh, and Me Like Bees is at Record Bar that night. On the 7th, Coalesce comes back to the Record Bar. On the 8th, Lone Stranger plays Mini Bar. 13th is Drifter at Bottleneck, or Ebony Tusk playing at Howdy, one of the band's two last farewell shows. On the 26th, Magnificent is playing at Record Bar. At 28th, Roseline is at the Replay. Silk is at Square Pizza on the 28th as well. Hipshot Killer at Skate Bar on the 28th, and Hooded Grave at Farewell. And then your New Year's Eve plans, Whiffs at the Replay on the 31st. Looking at the website, I got a couple new things out there. Photos and videos and my thoughts of Whiffs, Dusk, and Visual Learner, as well as the There There's, Grady Phillip Drug, and Like Show. More things coming. All right, time for one more. I've got one from Amel and the Sniffers. The song is called Jerkin'. It's on the band's new album, Cartoon Darkness, that came out October 25th on Virgin Music International, another Melbourne band. They're currently on tour. They got another date coming through Kansas City. Saw them recently in Lawrence as well. Put on an excellent show. Just a great band. All the energy, all the pub rock, all the punk. It's here for you. So enjoy this one. This is Amel and the Sniffers with the song Jerkin'. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.